96.5 Allison are recognizing women in our community that make a difference every day with Heroes in Heels, powered by
the law firm of Andrea Aiden, your experienced and compassionate family law specialist. Learn more at AidenLaw.net.
Hello.
Is this Heather Alvey?
Is it social?
It is, along with Jalen and Chris and Andrea Aiden from the law offices of Andrea Aiden. Andrea, let's start with you because, Andrea, we started this quest at the beginning of the year of Hero in Heels, recognizing incredible women in our community that are doing big, huge things and are making our community a better place. Why was it so important for your law office to be part of this program?
Well, being a business here in Reno, hey, women got to support women. And to be a part of this program this last year, it's just really been incredible to highlight these amazing women, find out how they impact our community, and it really truly has just been an honor to be a part of it.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Andrea, you have the story of Heather Alvey. Why don't you go ahead and share that with us?
Absolutely. So this week's Hero in Heels is Heather Alvey from Dublin's Dream Dog Rescue. If somebody needs a helping hand or paw, Heather Alvey is always there to help. Heather is the creator of Dublin's Dream, a nonprofit animal rescue organization serving Northern Nevada and California. Dublin's Dream was named after a dog that taught us that love is unconditional. Heather's goal is to help all dogs find the love and their forever home they deserve. Look for Dublin's Dream on Facebook. Congrats, Heather.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Heather Alvey, this week's Hero in Heels. And I, just as a side note here, I got to tell you, I've known Heather for a long time. And, you know, we've worked together at with the Heart Association.
You can vouch for her.
Also, the American Cancer Society. Wherever there's a community need, even if it's wrapping presents for the SPCA or the Humane Society, she does that as well. But, Heather, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
That's
awesome. Guys are amazing. I appreciate it so much. And the dogs do, too.
Of course. So, Heather, can you get into why you created Dublin's Dream Dog Rescue?
Yeah, I think I just slowly kept on getting more and more involved in dog rescue, and I was helping other rescues, and I was working with local shelters. At one point, I actually lived at the SPCA for a week with a dog that had been there for a year to try to draw attention to get the dog adopted, and she did get adopted. I think I actually just had my memory pop up on Facebook the other day, but I think I just realized that the amount of dogs out there that are given up for reasons that are really not good reasons, honestly, if someone just gives them a chance, they end up becoming like the loves of your life. And I have found that saving dogs has become the biggest high ever. It's just watching. I mean, I skip to my car after I adopt a dog out to a home where I know they're going to live their best life. So dogs have just given me everything. Walking in the door after a really long day, they make everything better. So I just want to make everything better for them.
Who was Dublin? That's the name of the rescue.
Yeah, Dublin came from SPCA back when they were over by Fifth and Merrill, and his name was Sam at the time, and I got him as a friend for my dog, Djibouti, who was my first dog ever.
Great.
And Djibouti was perfect, and Dublin was not. Dublin ripped out fencing. At one point, he broke a window with his face.
Holy cow.
What?
Repeatedly peed
on stuff.
Like, the dog was just, my mom kept saying, take him back. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And I said, when he knows I'm his home, it'll be okay. I mean, he chewed out of my garage wall, like knocked the shingles off the outside of my house.
Wow.
But then when I said goodbye to that dog, it broke my heart more than anything because he knew, like, there was an understanding between us that I was ride or die with him and I would do anything for him. And so he really did become my heart dog, not because he was easy, but because he was worth the work.
You're like
and
that.
So he's the one who taught me there are no deal breakers. When you get a dog, they would give you everything, so you should do the same for them.
You're like that foster mom that adopts the children, and I like that. I like to hear that. You're passionate. I can hear it.
Oh, I love dogs. They're like the. It's funny because my friends will laugh. If I see a dog, you better stop talking to me because I'm just going to reroute.
We love that. Heather, if people want to get more information about Dublin's Dream and learn about what you're doing, because you really are doing some incredible things, and it's not just one breed of dog. It's all dogs.
Oh.
That's what
We take a lot. We kind of take everything. It's kind of whoever pulls at our heartstrings. That's who we grab. So it's definitely not breed specific. I do have a soft spot for bonded pairs. I really hate when bonded pairs get broken up, so we really do try to pull those often. We actually have one right now in foster. The other thing we're desperately in need of is fosters. So if anybody's thinking about it or has been on the fence, I'll take you to coffee and I'll talk to you through all of it and kind of explain exactly what fostering is because it is phenomenal.
All right, Jalen's taking down your number right now as we speak. Jalen's looking for a new best friend. Heather, if people want to find more details about Dublin's Dream, where can they find that?
They can find it on Facebook at Dublin's Dream Dog Rescue. And they can message us. And they can also text anytime, 775-287-7596. Again, 775-287-7596. Text is best because I can't always answer the phone, but I will always text back.
Right. All right. Can't hear the phone. Too many dogs.
Absolutely. Heather Alvey from Dublin's Dream Dog Rescue of Northern California and Northern Nevada. Thank you so much for everything that you do and being this week's
hero.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you.
Here's what's on deck.